We're going to go live to Massachusetts. President Barack Obama making a statement there on the situation in Iraq. Let's listen into what he has to say.
In particular, the United Kingdom, France, and other countries working with us to provide much needed assistance to the Iraqi people. And meanwhile, our aircraft remain positioned to strike any terrorist forces around the mountain who threaten the safety of these families. This advances the limited military objectives we've outlined in Iraq, protecting American citizens, providing advice and assistance to Iraqi forces as they battle these terrorists, and joining with international partners to provide humanitarian aid. But, as I said when I authorized these operations, there is no American military solution to the larger crisis in Iraq. The only lasting solution is for Iraqis to come together and form an inclusive government, one that represents the legitimate interests of all Iraqis, and one that can unify the country's fight against ISIL. Today, Iraq took a promising step forward in this critical effort. Last month, the Iraqi people named a new president. Today, President Masum named a new prime minister designate, Dr. Haider al-Abadi. Under the Iraqi constitution, this is an important step towards forming a new government that can unite Iraq's different communities. Earlier today, Vice President Biden and I called Dr. Abadi to congratulate him and to urge him to form a new cabinet as quickly as possible, one that's inclusive of all Iraqis and one that represents all Iraqis. I pledged our support to him, as well as to President Masum and Speaker Jaburi, as they work together to form this government. Meanwhile, I urge all Iraqi political leaders to work peacefully through the political process in the days ahead. And this new Iraqi leadership has a difficult task. It has to regain the confidence of its citizens by governing inclusively and by taking steps to demonstrate its resolve. The United States stands ready to support a government that addresses the needs and grievances of all Iraqi people. We're also ready to work with other countries in the region to deal with the humanitarian crises and counterterrorism challenge in Iraq. Mobilizing that support will be easier once this new government is in place. And these have been difficult days in Iraq, a country that's faced so many challenges in its recent history. And I'm sure that there will be difficult days ahead. But just as the United States will remain vigilant against the threat posed to our people by ISIL, we stand ready to partner with Iraq in its fight against these terrorist forces. Without question, that effort will be advanced if Iraqis continue to build on today's progress and come together to support a new and inclusive government. Thanks, everybody.
U.S. President Barack Obama making a statement on the situation in Iraq with regards to both the advances that ISIL has made, the Takfiri terrorist group, as well as the question of choosing a new prime minister for Iraq. Now, Obama said that, of course, protecting American citizens and providing advice and assistance to Iraqi forces to defeat the ISIL advances in Iraq remains the U.S.'s main goals with regards to its actions in Iraq. Let's not forget the U.S. is launching airstrikes against ISIL Takfiri militants to protect its personnel and citizens and interests in Iraq. Now, Obama reiterated that there is no American military solution to the situation and said the only solution is for a national unity government to be formed in Iraq, which brings together all factions and different political parties. He said today Iraq has taken a significant step towards forming a new government that can unite different factions in Iraq. He, of course, was pointing towards the nomination of Haider al-Abadi by the Iraqi president as a prime minister. He also pledged support for the president, prime minister, and the parliament speaker, prime minister designate, that is, for this formation of a new government. He said that him and Vice President Joe Biden have called and spoken to the Iraqi leadership, specifically Abadi, urged him to form a new government as soon as possible, one that represents the interests of all Iraqi people. He said there are difficult days ahead, but the U.S. stands ready to partner with Iraq to fight against the ISIL Takfiri militants on the ground there. Now let me cross over to Boston. Joining us is a political commentator, Daniel Patrick Welch. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, sir. Now, I'd like to get your opinion on the remarks made by President Obama, specifically right now with regards to the nomination of a new prime minister. Nouri al-Maliki has, of course, claimed that the nomination of al-Abadi is illegal, and it has been done by those who are supported by the U.S.
Yeah, that's exactly correct. Al-Maliki has gotten to be a thorn in the side of the Americans by becoming too close with Iran, by perhaps allowing a transit of military materiel across through Iraq to Syria. This has been a slow motion coup to get Maliki out of the way and to install someone who's more compliant. When he says this about unified, a more unified, it's very difficult to watch, I'm sorry. Nothing the U.S. wants less. Military, secular Iraqi state. Absolutely nothing. It's the worst thing in the world for them, and they have been dying to keep each Iraqis at each other's throats since the war.
Well, Mr. Welch, there are those that say that it's Maliki who's actually holding the Iraqi people and its political system hostage by insisting upon being chosen as a prime minister for a third term.
Well, you know, I mean, the broader issue is what was discussed about the pressure that's being brought to bear to make this happen. ISIS, you notice he used ISIL instead of ISIS because it conveniently uses Levant instead of Syria. If the U.S. jihadist army that's funded by U.S. allies, by Saudi Arabia, by Qatar, by Turkey, the Gulf monarchies, to push a U.S. agenda in Syria by opposing Assad, and now it's spilled over into Iraq, and they have limited airstrikes that are not aimed at blunting or even stopping the advance of ISIS, but merely to preserve Kurdistan as a reliable U.S. ally and to put pressure on Maliki to leave.
And what is it that the U.S. can achieve by having al-Abadi as prime minister that it can't achieve by having Nouri al-Maliki in place?
Well, it's difficult. I think it's interesting because obviously Maliki is a saint and was originally the chosen spy of the U.S. elite and has grown away from that in recent years. So I think the question is kind of this endless reboot in the U.S. empire's search for proxies across MENA and indeed throughout the whole world, using a proxy army and using a proxy client can always, especially if it's a new one, whose fate or original rise to power is in the hands of the United States, it leaves it to be seen that it might be more compliant than an existing and potentially hostile regime.
And Mr. Welch, before I let you go, what gives the U.S. the right to decide who rules Iraq and who doesn't?
It's a sick question, and it's obviously a rhetorical one. Nobody. And it is appalling that they will come out and say that they're doing all this. First of all, ISIS is their baby. They could cut off the funding if they wanted. If they were so concerned about genocide and ethnic cleansing, they wouldn't be restocking it in Gaza and restocking it in East Ukraine. These are all one struggle and all enemy with U.S. Imperial hegemony. They want to rule the world. Nothing gives them the right. They can, and they bullshit as far as they can.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there for now. Daniel Patrick Welch, political commentator, joining us via Skype from Boston. Mr. Welch, thank you very much for your comments here on Press TV.